Hare Krishna. Yesterday was a interesting Sankirtan day. I went out with Guru Prabhu and Abhiman Prabhu also participated, connecting us with his contacts via telephone. We could sell some books like that. And it was an interesting day because we did well. We did a good score, but it was a real slog. And the experience, of course, Sankirtan is always blissful, but still, it was a real grind, as you call it. Actually, there were no overwhelming ecstatic experiences with people who were buying books. We met many nice people, and there were no big donations. It was just small donations, one after the other, after the other, after the other. And aside from that, I don't even know where the people came from, because the place we were in was like a ghost town. It was like being in the middle of the Nevada desert or something. There was nobody there. But still, it all added up. And of course we had some donations and sponsorship from the UK, and that also helped. But the majority happened over there on the spot, and that was quite impressive. And my lesson from that was that our business is to please Krishna. Certainly, giving transcendental knowledge to as many people as possible is pleasing to Krishna. And what the circumstances are and how we feel about it is really a detail. Krishna consciousness is not about having good feelings. It's about pleasing Krishna. And if you please Krishna, Prabhupada would say, if you can make Krishna smile, then your life is successful. So like Chaitanya Charitamrita concludes, so whatever makes Krishna happy, that's the conclusion of early Vaishnava philosophy. And that was a similar day yesterday, and we could see that yes, we should just do our duty. That was just recently a conversation that Prabhupada was talking about, and he was saying just that. All right, you may have this experience and that experience, you may be very fortunate, but the real question is, are you doing your duty? What's your duty? Do that. Experience, no experience. That's aside from that. Just like Arjuna, he surrendered. He did what Krishna wanted. Certainly, winning the war didn't make him any happier. And seeing all of those millions and millions of people perish. But still, he surrendered to that, and he did his duty. So ultimately, that's what Krishna consciousness is about. And that type of attitude does lead to the highest ecstasy and the highest transcendental experience. But one has to get the qualification for that. One has to get the adhikar for that. So it was nice this morning. We have a half day because everything closes here at midday. Devotees are already gone. It's 8:15. And we'll be back around 1 o'clock, and 1:30 we'll have a pizza party, a traditional post-Sankirtan pizza party, and then the devotees will, for the most part, go to visit their parents and relatives. I'm going down to New Rotterdam and see Radhe Shyam, and we'll be reporting in from there tomorrow. Hare Krishna.